Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 50, the stanzas 1 and 3. Come ye that fear Jehovah, ye saints, your voices raise. Come stand in awe before him and sing his glorious praise. And what follows? Psalter 50, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 2 Corinthians 5. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. 2 Corinthians 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, and not for that we would be enclosed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. And now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, and not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Jelena de Kock, who needs another treatment on her arm this week, Mrs. Lisbeth van de Bruinhost, who hopes to turn 88 on Friday, and Mrs. Christine Grisnick, who hopes to turn 92 on Saturday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord God, the Almighty Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of all the earth, then when on this beautiful morning hour, when thou wast given another Lord's Day, and when we and our children may gather together within the walls of thy house of prayer, then it surely behooves us to acknowledge thy great and worthy name for what thou wast given in the week gone by and also in the past night, where we were given to experience thy care, thy protection, and thy provision. We have received many a precious gift from heaven in the midst of the trials and the troubles of life. And then we may still be in the precious day of grace. Oh, we have heard out of thy holy word that the apostle was given to speak of this tabernacle, and where we have no continuing city, then it is so needful that it is impressed upon our hearts by the first time and continually, that indeed we are mortal creatures, that we all lie under the sentence of death, that we are on a journey to a meeting with thee, to a never-ending eternity. And then thou granteth unto us and our children this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek and find thee, for each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, we have come one week closer to that meeting. Lord, wilt thou grant broken and humble hearts for all thy mercies, which thou hast given unto us poor sinners? Oh, we have heard it out of thy holy law. Lord, we ask thy blessing upon it. Then we have heard our guilt. Wilt thou also bless the singing, the portion out of thy holy word, the proclamation out of thy holy word, and may it be richly blessed in this morning and in this day to the hearts of young and old. O Lord, do come down with thy spirit and with thy power, and in this day may it be experienced thy precious presence, to hear thy precious testimony, and to experience thy precious love, the works of a triune God. O Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, that the natural man is given to seek all this joy and happiness in the things here below, and thou indeed giveth many precious things, but that is to end in thee, and that it may be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth to repentance. But, O Lord, thou knowest, if thou leaveth us lie in our fallen state, then we are forever lost and forever undone. But now thou hast declared in thy word that wonderful way of salvation, and also thy spirit and that may work that salvation in the heart of sinners. And may it please thee to do it in this morning hour, that sinners may be stopped, that they may be turned unto thee. Wilt thou spare that we build upon sandy foundations, but do remember thy Zion. Wilt thou remember each according to their needs. Thou also knowest how they have come up in this morning, and thou hast a people upon the earth that learn more and more how dependent they are. And now it is the work of thy Holy Spirit to make thy dear Son necessary and precious in their lives, in their experience. Oh, to need him as prophet, priest, and king. May thy word be blessed to that end. Wilt thou grant a rich ingathering in this day over the length and the breadth of the earth, that the kingdom of Satan may greatly be disturbed, and that it may be diminished, and the glorious kingdom of thy dear Son, that it may be expanded and multiplied, that many by thy free and sovereign grace, that they may be drawn and recruited as soldiers under the banner of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commend unto thee all the temporal needs, and with all the needs wilt thou grant, and not to become overly dejected under heavy strokes, rebellious under trials, but on the other hand not proud in prosperity and unthankful for common mercies. Lord, then we commend unto thee a mother whom by renewal is scheduled for a treatment for her arm. Oh, do remember and uphold a word that formerly being hoped that after some treatments that there would come a solution. Ah, Lord, may we be given to humbly beg of thee, where the apostle has written that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We're under discouragement, then we can become so dejected. But, ah, Lord, do uphold, do remember, do bless, grant a place together with her husband and children at thy footstool, and that this affliction, that it may come forth out of thy right hand, that it may be sanctified. Lord, we commend unto thee those undergoing treatments, called to undergo more treatments. Thou knowest the thoughts, the fears, and the concerns. Ah, we commend them unto thee. Do grant a place at thy footstool, the psalmist of old has declared. When my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. May it be for the profit of souls. Lord, do continue to remember all the mourning ones in our midst. There are many mourning families, many empty places. Grant them also a place at thy footstool, and that out of the mourning for loved ones, another mourning may be born, and that is on account of our great and manifold sins, which bring separation, that it may all be sanctified, Oh, we commend unto thee all the elderly ones. Lord, do remember those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of the mind, that suffer with depression, together with their loved ones. May the means be blessed, the calling sanctified. Remember crosses, burdens, scars. It is all known unto thee. And Lord, when thou grantest blessings, when thou grantest prosperity, that we may not forget thee, but may also thy goodness be used for us and our children, that it may bind us closer to thy word and closer to thy throne, because otherwise all thy goodness, all thy blessings, our privileges above so many upon the earth, then they shall have to rise up against us in the day of judgment. O Lord, do then a great work amongst us and our dear children. To that end, may it please thee to open thy precious testimony, and wilt thou open our hearts, may thy word go forth with power divine. Oh, go then from bench to bench and from heart to heart. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 277, the first five stanzas. Oh, praise and bless the Lord, my soul. His wondrous love proclaim. Join heart and voice in all my powers to bless his holy name. And what follows, the extra collection today is for the school, Psalter 277, the first five stanzas. this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 2 Corinthians 5 and thereof the 17th verse, where God's word and our text reads thus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Our text words speak of new creatures in Christ. With four thoughts, in the first place, the great need. Secondly, the precious way. Thirdly, all things passed away. And in the fourth place, all things become new. New creatures in Christ, the great need, the precious way, all things passed away, all things become new. Beloved congregation, the Apostle Paul has come to the large city of Corinth, located at the southern tip of Greece, on a second missionary journey, probably the year 48 or 49 after the birth of Christ. It was a city of much commerce, because it lie between two cities on a trade route from east to west, and also on a trade route from north to south. It was a city of pleasure. It was a city of sin. On the highest hill, it was the temple of Aphrodite, and that was the temple of love and the temple of lust. And now the apostle has come to this large city, even thought that perhaps 500,000 of inhabitants. Oh, there was a sports theater. There was much for the pleasure of the flesh. And in that city, then there was not one natural man that was seeking for the Lord. What it must have been for the Apostle Paul when he saw that people so busy with the material things, with the world, with the pleasures, and indulged in much sin. What do you think, boys and girls? Did Paul now think for such a city, it is actually no purpose that I preach, because they are so far gone? No, that Paul did not think, because Paul, he has written to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Thus for Paul, no impossible cases. And what an encouraging word that is, congregation. No impossible cases for the Lord. Thus we do not need to despair. But that work of grace needs to be experienced. and Paul in that city. We read it in Acts 18 that Paul did become very discouraged, because the Lord has come to Paul in a night vision and he has said, "Be not afraid, hold not your peace, but speak. No man shall set to do thee hurt, for I have much people in this city." Thus Christ has said unto Paul that there were many people in that big and wicked and sensual city of Corinth that were written in the book of the Lamb, and that they all must be brought forth. And how? By word and by spirit. And to that end, Paul has remained in that city for 18 months to preach law and gospel. On his third missionary journey, when Paul was at Ephesus, then reports have come out of that city, because they all, most of them, used to be heathens. And then there was much amiss, and then there came a delegation with different questions concerning gifts, marriage, and other matters, also of the household of Colli, that have said that there was a party spirit. Some people, they like Paul the best because of his deep experiential knowledge. Others, they liked Apollos better because he was such a gifted speaker. Others, Peter, because of his zeal. And others said they were of Christ, but it was in the way of pride. And to that end, Paul has written the First Corinthians, but then it has come to his ears that by many that letter was not received so well, and that they even questioned his authority. And Paul has sent Titus to see, to hear the truth, how it really was going. Paul has went northward to Troas, no Titus, and then he has come to Macedonia, and then Titus has come and has told Paul that the letter did indeed for many have the desired effect, and then he has written the second epistle. And now in this chapter, have you heard it, congregation? Of course you have heard it and read along. But have you thought about it, that at the beginning of this chapter, Paul was given to speak of our earthly house, of this tabernacle, and that it shall be dissolved. Thus Paul was given to speak of death, and then of that one thing needful, and then Paul, oh, we have heard it in verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." May I ask you, how many times and how often have you thought of this point in this past week? You at least thought of it once. Or perhaps so busy, so occupied, that you did not even think of your soul and of death. And to that end, Paul has written, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." No, Paul knew that he could not convert one. But Paul did know that the Lord uses his word. And to that end, then Paul is trying to press the reality upon the hearts of those Corinthians when the letter would be written in the church with the prayer that it may be blessed. And what else? Oh, Paul had a big heart, an enlarged heart for his fellow travelers, and an enlarged heart for Christ's glory, because they read in Proverbs 14, verse 28, that in many followers is the king's glory, and therefore in verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us. Oh, Paul has experienced that love in a rich measure. What Christ has done to save him as the way to the Father by the work of the Holy Spirit. And then we come to our text. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, and boys and girls, you can understand when we read in our text, any man, any boy, any girl, any youth, father or mother, older one, that includes us all. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, thus that implies that not all people are in Christ. That implies that there are many still in their natural state, without God, without Christ, without hope in this world, and not converted the world to come, as they read in Ephesians 2 verse 12, because we all lie fallen and dead in our covenanted Adam, and not seeking the Lord, seeking all our joy and happiness in the things here below, perhaps even at times trying to drive the thoughts of death, eternity, our soul, our God in the distance, then Paul is clearly declaring that not all men are in Christ, because by nature, through our deep fallen Adam, our actual sins, then we are separated. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, but then Paul is declaring and proclaiming a possibility for all the Corinthians to be saved, because Christ has come upon this world to save sinners, even the chiefest of sinners, if any man be in Christ. And that word in, that is a profound word. That speaks of an engrafting, as we read in our Heidelberg Catechism. And in John 14, then we have the example, the picture of a vine, and that the church, those branches, that they are engrafted into that vine. Thus then there comes a union, it is true. In that chapter there are also other branches that are very close to that vine, but they have not been engrafted. And in the scripture there are many examples, many parables, that it can lie so close together. And for the true child of God, that is their continually examination, because they need to be in Christ. And now for the true child of God, there is a difference of being in Christ or coming to the saving knowledge of Christ in the moment of regeneration. Then it can only be through Christ, because the Lord can never have communion with a sinner outside of the mediatorial work of his dear Son, Thus, in the moment of regeneration through Christ, then the Spirit takes up that indwelling, but now necessary for their comfort, that they are led further, and that is what our text speaks of. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That is our second thought, the precious way. We are fallen creatures. We have no rights. And the Lord under no obligation. Although when we say under no obligation, of course in eternity no obligation, but there is that council of peace where the Trinity is counseled together concerning the salvation of the children of men, and there Christ has given himself to be that mediator, and the Father has promised him a seed, an inheritance, as we read in Psalm 2, verse 8, and therefore the Lord has promised that a church shall be gathered, those all written in the book of life. And now in our text, then Paul, then he is given to speak, therefore, if any man be in Christ. And then it is in the context, because it follows that the apostle is given to declare the precious work of Christ for a poor, a lost, a hell-worthy sinner, a people that learn that they stand outside, that they are excluded, that learn the exceeding sinfulness of sin, that are given to weep and mourn on account of that weeping. Then Paul is given to richly declare the precious work of Christ, because our text begins with therefore, and that is declared in the verses 18 and 19. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, and not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Thus those two texts, they stress reconciliation. Has that ever become our need? Has that now ever become our need? Then it is needful that we lay our heart before an all-knowing God, that we may say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Goeth not in the first place, does not exclude. It's all connected. Does not in the first place go over hell or heaven. Although when the Lord sheds that love abroad in the heart, oh, then what a distressing thought for a soul that has been wrought upon, the thought that they shall come in a place where there is mocking and cursing, and where they shall also be included among that people. Because when the Lord works, then such souls, they are exercised with that separation. And that separation is so vast and so broad. And then such souls, how busy they are trying to please the Lord, that separation may be taken out of the way, and how glad and how happy they are when they receive a smile from heaven, when they may receive a token of his favor with that good choice, but they are exercised, they cannot rest on a change. Some emotions, some feelings, does not exclude it, but they need matters. They need to be reconciled. And they learn from their side, impossible, Lord's day number 5, since by the just judgment of God we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. Is there a way that we may escape punishment and be restored into favor? There we have that reconciliation. God will have his justice satisfied. Satisfaction must be made by us or by another. Have we, by the grace of God, included in that us? Have we tried it? Because if we have never tried it, people, then we shall not know it. But for the true seeking child, how busy they are sometime by day and by night, and then to learn a heavenly debt, but now what a precious gospel in our text. If any man be in Christ, and that reconciliation necessary two matters, because a sinner needs a right to appear before the Lord, and he also needs to be made meet. Thus a sinner in Christ, by his passive obedience, his suffering and death, has merited that salvation for his people, the pardoning of their sins. He has obeyed the law for them. He has also merited a sanctification. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Thus, that is a wonderful, an astonishing, and a great work, comparable to the first creation of the world. A certain sense, when a person is converted, even a greater work, because when boys and girls, when God has created the heavens and the earth, there was no one to resist. But with the conversion of an enemy of free and sovereign grace, the one in church, the one religious, the other one like a Manasseh, another one like Saul. But what a great work that is. And then there are many similarities between creation and recreation. In Genesis 1, then we read 10 times that the Lord has spoken things into being. And so the Lord gathers his church by word and by spirit. And then we read that the earth was void, and the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. And so it is the work of the Spirit to make a sinner a new creature. And then what was the first thing when the Lord, after the Lord has created heaven and earth, what was the first thing that the Lord has created, boys and girls? That was light. And that is what the Lord also gives in that work of recreation, that they may become new creatures. then the light shines in the darkness. Do we not read in John 8, verse 12, that Christ is the light of the world? Matthew 4, verse 16, of Zebulun, Naphtali, they that sat in darkness, then a great light was risen. Then in the life of a sinner, then the light starts to arise, and they are given to see and experience matters which they have never seen before. Then it all becomes real, but they need to learn much yet. There is not so much discernment. They need that spirit of discernment. And in the first creation, then we read of different separations, because on the second day, then there has come a separation between the waters in the sea and the waters, the vapors in the atmosphere. Thus then there has come a certain separation, and so it is also the work of the Spirit in the true regeneration, when they become new creatures, that they receive a certain discernment in beginning, but that continues, that they may separate. And so it was also with the first creation. Then on the third day, then a clear separation between the sea and the dry land. If any man be in Christ, he has become a new creature. And then in the fourth day, because on the first day, the light has shone, light and darkness, and that the child of God knows, light and darkness, they also know of those nights, how sorrowful they can become. But now on the fourth day, we have said, when they become new creatures, it is in and through Christ, because the Father can have no communion with a sinner outside of the mediatorial work of his dear Son, who now sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and from thence he gathereth, defendeth, and preserveth this church. Then those new creatures, they have to do with the Lord. They have received light, receive more discernment. But now on the fourth day, then what has the Lord created, boys and girls? What has the Lord created on day number four? Then you shall tell me, the sun, the moon, and the stars. And so it is by the light of the Spirit that is sinner, and that is so necessary. Paul has exhorted the church that they may grow in the knowledge and grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then to receive a knowledge, oh, of the dear Son of God, new creatures in Christ. And that is so necessary. Of course, from the Lord's side, lies so sure and so firm for the child of God. But oftentimes our fathers, they have stressed never to rest a knowledge in our mind. We can be very intellectual, needs to be experienced in the heart. And also concerning the Lord's Supper, do this in remembrance of me, to come to a saving knowledge. Oh, that he becomes so necessary, so suitable, and so precious unto you there for which believe. He is precious. And what else? Oh, that was already on the third day, that there was vegetation. Then the earth became fruitful, and so the church also becomes fruitful. Let us first sing Psalter 108, the first four stanzas. I waited for the Lord my God, yea, patiently drew near. Then he at length inclined to me, my pleading cry to hear, and what follows, Psalter 108, the first four stanzas. Creatures in Christ, the great need the precious way. And now thirdly, all things passed away. Because we read in our text, all things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. What do you think of those words, congregation? Those new creatures, all things passed away, behold, all things become new. And then I hear some souls say, those are the living souls, those that have truly become new creatures by the grace of God, that they are saying within themselves, well, there you have it. Then I must not be a new creature, cannot deny that it has all become different. But concerning those old things passing away, I have such a trouble with those old things. Trouble with things that I never had trouble with before. Concerning this text, then it is not absolute, but there is a real beginning. Our marginal notes in our Dutch Bible, they have stated that it is in beginning and that the perfection that is reserved for eternity. In Ephesians 4, verse 22, putting off of the old man, and in verse 26, it speaks of putting on the new man. All things are passed away. Because those new creatures, they have received a new heart. And we have learned from Reverend Hellenbroek that much needs to be changed. Everything needs to be renewed. Understanding, will, affections, and our walk. All things have passed away. What are those old things? Who wants to make a beginning? Because when we become new creatures, then those old things, they do indeed pass away. We repeat it. People's not finished with them. But they do pass away. In the beginning, they can hope that they are finished with them. Oh, later, what a disappointment. But what are now some of those old things that pass away? Oh, their deadness. Thoughts about their soul. Eternity before does not mean they had no thoughts. Hopefully also some convictions. But now and then, and many times, become older, maybe becomes less, conscience not so tender. Oh, then concerning death, then it is not only for my neighbor, but then it is also for me. All things pass away, that our thoughts, not according to the thoughts of the world, but they are more regulated by the word of God, as we read also in the Corinthians, and obedience to Christ, then they do no longer have small thoughts of sin. All things are passed away. Then their excuses, one quicker than another. But one by one, they fall away. Then all things, then they do not only seek their joy and happiness. And young people, do not misunderstand it. The Lord grants many nice things in this world that we may enjoy. And let us be kept from the sinful things. But then the old things shall pass away. Then just with those external blessings, without the Lord, then there is no happiness. All things pass away. All before, perhaps, still a blessing, boys and girls, when you have a desire to come to church. But by nature, not that living desire. And then much form and duty. Then we'd rather maybe be someplace else. Give an example. I have read of a young girl on a worldly family many years ago. They had television. And she sat on the front bench. And then many times she put her arm up to look at her watch so the minister could see it, so he could watch the time. But then there came a time that no longer happened. And then in house visitation, she only cried. All things have passed away. Oh, then we are no longer as a Felix in Acts 24. He did tremble. The sermon of Paul made a profound impression when Paul preached of righteousness and of temperance and judgment to come. But then Felix said, go thy way for this time, when they have a more convenient season. Oh, when that people become new creatures, then they shall not do that. And why, boys and girls? Because they know that they do not have so much time, only one step between us and death. Then they shall not be as in Agrippa, that he says, almost a Christian, no, when they become new creatures. Oh, they have many fears, that it is only of self, that it is not the true work of the Lord. And when they are given to, oh, outwardly, with the help of the Lord, to be given to walk without blemish, that it can be seen great respect for God's word, then you do not find them following the world, because all things have passed away, it is true. In the beginning that people can be so silent, but it shall be noticed in the family circle when there is a father or mother, shall be noticed by the spouse, it shall be noticed by the children, because all things have passed away. Oh, before the service of the Lord, there was no pleasure, there was no joy, but the service of the Lord has become everything for that people, because they have become new creatures. All things have passed away, because the Spirit has shed that love abroad in their heart. Oh, then concerning the things of the Lord, still a blessing when we may have reverence and respect to everything that pertains to the Lord. But when we become new creatures, then it is on account of that love. Oh, then all things pass away. Then it is perhaps when we had friends. And it is a blessing when we may have friends that have respect for God's word. It's a great blessing, young people. and also seek a future husband and wife for one that has respect. But now when we become new creatures, then it can be that when the Lord begins, that we think, how come the minister preaches so different? How come that different sermons are read? When the case is so serious, why was it not stressed and brought out more vividly? Then the message is not so different. But then those new creatures, they receive open and new ears. Then they receive hearts to perceive. Oh, then those old things pass away. Then they are given to choose for the Lord and everything that pertains thereto. Oh, then different thoughts, then God becomes real and sin becomes real. And then concerning those old things that pass away, then that void that is filled by the things of God, because it is closely connected. We read in our text, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Their longings, their desires, expectations, how they spend their leisure time. Then they are taught by the Spirit concerning the way of salvation. All things are passed away. All things become new. When we think of the church, then it is not only in beginning, not only once, that all things pass away, all things become new. But that is a continual work. And, oh, how that people, not so much in the beginning, but later, and that is a mark of those new creatures, that how they are burdened. It is a mark of a heart of flesh which the Lord has given, that heart of flesh is much trouble with a stony heart. Children of Israel, what a wonderful deliverance out of Egypt through the Red Sea. And later they have spoken of Egypt, cucumbers, melons, vegetables. All things pass away, all things become new. That is not only in the beginning, but that is a continual work. And what a privilege and what a blessing it is when in the life of the true child of God, when they may be led further, we have spoken of the first creation, that there is a progression. Think of Jacob. There have come special times. Oh, he has feared the Lord from his youth. That is a blessing. When we may fear the Lord from our youth, that we may be given to experience those new things, then we are spoiled for the old things, although the temptations and the assaults of the devil can be manifold. The world can still so draw. But now Jacob, Genesis 28, then he could clearly speak of another step in grace, because there he has experienced Bethel. And in that vision, he was given to see that ladder from the earth to the heaven, angels descending and ascending. a picture of the mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, a revelation of a way of reconciliation, as we have heard it in this chapter, between heaven and earth. All things were passed away. All things have become new at Bethel. But then further, in Genesis 32, then by renewal, Jacob has experienced the same, Peniel, where he has received a new name, that application. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oh, think of the disciples have sat under the prophetical ministry of Christ. All things have passed away. All things have become new. But they were still so ignorant concerning the priestly office of Jesus Christ. Peter even resisted it. That is what the church also learns. Enemies of grace. Enemies of free and sovereign grace. But oh, those disciples. Think of John 1, the 10th hour. Then those disciples could speak of all things have passed away. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. But more so, oh, it is true, in that upper room, what profound instruction. But they did not understand it. But now on the evening of the resurrection, then I read in Luke 24, verse 45, then he opened their understanding that they understood the scriptures concerning the priestly office of Christ. Oh, think of 8 days later. For a Thomas, he has become a new creature. He was drawn by the cords of love. But everything went upside down. Oh, that is not strange for the child of God. Everything upside down, their faith to suffer shipwreck. But then after 8 days, oh, then for a Thomas, then he could speak that all things have passed away when Christ was given to show his pierced hands and pierced side, an eye upon the priestly office of Christ, reconciliation, all many examples. Saul, when he was stopped, then all things have passed away. Because he said, who art thou, Lord? And he was taught at the feet of Gamaliel. And he said, what wilt thou have me to do? No, then Paul did not go his own way. Then he needed to be instructed. But then 3 days later, when Ananias has come, and when the gospel of Jesus Christ was opened, then all things have passed away, O people of God. What a privilege and what a blessing to receive a new instruction, a new revelation, and a new leading. If any man be in Christ, in the marginal notes of our Bible, it says that it can also be implied when we read, is a new creature, that it can also be understood that it is included. Let him be a new creature. That speaks of the fruits. Let him be a new creature. It is an exhortation to watch and pray. And it speaks of the fruits in the life of the true child. And that is through the honor of God's name. And then we read at the end of this chapter, further of that reconciliation. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And then we have heard an earnest exhortation. Oh, at the end of the 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse 22, then what a solemn exhortation may we be given to examine ourselves. Because that verse also has an if. And then the solemn words, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, congregation, may we be given to examine ourselves concerning those old and new things. And for the child of God, oh, what a warfare there can be. Think of that Rebecca in Genesis 25, verse 22. Why am I thus, two nations in her womb? And how they can be perplexed. Oh, how they can become weary, Lord. Am I now never finished with those old things? I thought many of those old things I have buried, and now it seems they rise up with new force. Nevertheless, that faithful mediator, he sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and he shall never forsake the work of his hands. And then we shall close with a solemn exhortation of verse 20. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of new creatures in Christ that declares that there are those new creatures, and we have heard of the way, the mediatorial work of thy dear Son by the Spirit to become new creatures, but, oh Lord, we need to become so. Ah, those that are still the old creatures, covenant head Adam, ah, Lord, bind the matter upon the heart. May it please thee, by thy wonderful work, that there may be sinners who may experience in this day, not able to give it a name, astonished, perplexed, but who may know that it may become different. Oh, Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Remember thy people. Well, to watch over us in this day, over the unsafe roads. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Return us in this evening hour and pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 424, the first stanza. Sing, sing a new song to Jehovah for all the wonders he has wrought. His right hand and our most holy, the victory to him have brought. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a preparatory midweek service on Thursday evening, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. And the banner of truth is at the excerpt, 424, stanza 1. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.